Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica hotels make top 10 best all-inclusive resorts list. Minister of Tourism, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, has lauded four Jamaican hotels that have been named among the 10 best all-inclusive Caribbean resorts by USA Today. In naming the winners, the major American newspaper noted that the region is home to many of the world's most outstanding all-inclusive resorts and with the help of a panel of travel experts, we combed the Caribbean for the island's best all-inclusive resorts, and then readers voted for their favorites. Among the top 10, S Hotel in Montego Bay placed second, while Sunset at the Palms in Negril secured fifth place, Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall came in sixth, and Sandals Duns River was seventh. Minister Bartlett expressed delight at the recognition given to the Jamaican hotels, stating, "This is another testimony to the high quality of service visitors receive and that their expectations are being met. This is why Jamaica is the only destination in the world that can boast a 42% repeat in arrivals." To mark the accomplishment, S Hotel hosted a cocktail reception on Wednesday, January 8, on its fifth-floor pool deck with Minister Bartlett and Mayor of Montego Bay, Councillor Richard Vernon, as special guests. Owned by Jamaican Christopher Issa, this is the latest in a string of industry awards earned by the 120-room hotel on Montego Bay's Hip Strip, adjacent to the world-renowned Doctor's Cave Beach. "Tonight, we are celebrating creativity, we're also celebrating accomplishments," Minister Bartlett added, "and people wonder why we talk so much about awards, but Jamaica is the most awarded destination in the Caribbean as far as tourism is concerned." He pointed out also that Jamaica's tourism growth in 2024 was 5% better than the previous best year in the country's history. "Coming against a series of external and internal shocks," Minister Bartlett said, "that result is because people like Chris Issa and the team at S are an integral part of the whole tourism landscape." The tourism minister praised Mr. Issa, stating, "He exemplifies excellence in achieving key performance indicators by being adaptive and responsive, as well as having the ability to pivot." He highlighted the depth of Mr. Issa's creative genius, noting that his first publication, How to Speak Jamaican, was co-authored in 1981 with the late social commentator Ken Pro Rata Maxwell. Minister Bartlett emphasized that innovation is the hallmark of this man, pointing out that evidence of this can be seen in his continuous efforts to add value to the property. "Visit Jamaica, the best music, food, vistas, and vibes for your perfect vacation. Discover the beauty of Jamaica with its fascinating culture, stunning beaches, and lush landscapes. Experience our warm Jamaican hospitality, vibrant reggae music, sumptuous cuisine, thrilling adventures, and good vibes all around. Plan your perfect Jamaican vacation now and come back to your best self in Jamaica." Mr. Issa said the cocktail celebration is really to recognize our very hardworking team that has been able to offer a level of service in a very special property. Stating that they were dedicated and passionate, in attributing the honors to the team, he highlighted that we are an all-Jamaican managed and staffed hotel, and so in that regard, we are super pleased that we can celebrate our team here tonight. Also extending commendations to the S Hotel was Mayor Vernon and a number of repeat guests who also declared that the hotel was number one and deserving of the awards. Seen in image, Minister of Tourism, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, left, owner of S Hotel, Chris Issa, center, and Mayor of Montego Bay, Richard Vernon, join in applauding the all-Jamaican management and staff for their dedication and passion, resulting in the hotel being named the second best all-inclusive resort in the Caribbean for 2025 by USA Today. The occasion was a cocktail reception to mark the occasion on Wednesday, January 8, 2025, at the hotel. Jamaica Tourism on track to achieve ambitious growth after welcoming some 4.27 million total visitors and securing earnings of approximately $4.35 billion US dollars in 2024. Minister of Tourism, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, is confident that Jamaica is on track to achieving its growth targets of attracting 5 million visitors and generating earnings of $5 billion US dollars for the nation's economy by 2025. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.